This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Still to come here tonight, state representative arrested in Iowa. He had sex with his incapacitated wife, and Mark says he supports it. That is, the sex with the incapacitated wife. I definitely want to get to that when we get a chance. Derek J. joining us here as well tonight from DerekJ.me, and we'll continue with your phone calls here at 855-450-FREE. Erod is in Marietta, Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek and Mark.
Yeah, hi, guys. Hey.
Hey, Erod.
Can we talk?
Yes. Please.
Okay. I'd like to get your perspective. You know, I've been listening to you guys, oh God, since then you've been in Florida. You know, I remember when Mark...
Long time.
Yeah, right, Manowich, whatever, you know, whatever your name was. And I really enjoy your program. I had some interesting conversations today, and I was just kind of thinking, just mulling this thing over, what's going on down in Missouri there. And I'd like to really get your perspective, and I want you to get your perspective as a white person.
Speak for all white people.
Yeah, right. But you
a
know,
white
but,
leader. We finally found
I'm
one.
I'm the white leader.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, and of course, I let the cat out the bag. Yeah, I'm a black guy. Okay, sorry. Okay, you know, and right. I've called in. I'm an occasional call. I don't call very often, you know, once every, several months or once
quarter.
Every 6 months or whatever. But, mm-hmm. I had some interesting conversations today with a bunch of people. And what do you think about this? I mean, what do you think about black people in general down there? Because, you know, on one hand, I hear, people are not talking about, well, what about all the murders in Detroit and things like that? And they're trying to equate the two. Well, you're pissed off about one cop shooting a black kid, but you're not pissed off about, you know, all these other murders. And of course, I've got my strong opinions about that because how, you know, they're simply just not related. But I just would like to know. I mean, and you know, you guys are probably a little bit different. You're not probably the, you know, the average status, you know. But, I mean, what do you think? I mean,
I think the people of Ferguson are largely victims right now of both the police of Ferguson and then the people, the criminal element reacting to the police in Ferguson. So I think that, you know, people that are protesting are probably doing the right thing. They're fed up and they're sick of the way that, people are stereotyped, black people are stereotyped in this country. Mm-hmm. But then I think that there are people that have taken the opportunity of this protest and it's like, hey, let's get a bunch of free stuff, and that diminishes the protest for those people, and it's got to be very frustrating. I'm sure that there are folks that are scared in their homes that they just like all this stuff to stop. I don't think anything about black people in this country, because as far as I'm concerned, black people just happen to have different tint of skin, so this is just an issue of people.
Right, and I think of people like as individuals. Yeah, I don't see how this is racially motivated. Maybe I missed
I think it's a racial motivation.
Oh, okay.
You mean
because
the shooting?
Because it was a white cop who killed a black teenager?
Oh, I do think that we all carry around in ourselves, to some extent, stereotypes and thoughts about other folks. Do I think that this cop would have treated a white guy the same way as he would have treated a black guy in Ferguson, Missouri? I don't.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, you know what, and I appreciate that, because, you know, I really don't like to, play the race card. I try to look at people, as they are, and, basically as a liberty-minded person like myself, and, I'm sure you guys obviously are. You know, I try to step back and take a look at it. But, in cases like this, it's And you can go and you can look at all kinds of things. You look at the case in New York, guy got choked to death in Los Angeles. I mean, you got a woman just, you know, cop is just highway patrolman is beating the crap out of them. And I don't want to be naive about this thing. It's like, well, wait a minute now. I mean, I don't see that happening to a lot of white folks. But then again, though, you know, I do see, I mean, this police state that we're living in, I mean, I see what's going on. I saw what happened in Fullerton, California, with a homeless guy, Kelly Thomas, where the cops just beat the crap. In fact, they beat the hell out of him worse than they did Rodney King. I mean, Rodney King survived. This guy died a day or two later, you know?
Yeah.
And I see the cases.
They shot the homeless guy to death in New Mexico
exactly.
as well.
And I see all this, you know, I don't think it's necessarily, you know, just a racial thing. I think it's more of a, you know, it's this, you know, this police.
It's a power thing for sure.
There's a bunch of different lenses that we see things through. So, for instance, I would contend that Trayvon Martin, like they always talk about the hoodie, right? I would contend that Trayvon Martin would probably have been better off if he was wearing an Oxford shirt, a tie, and a pair of pressed slacks.
Yeah.
And that in and of itself would have been fine. Like, I think that the clothes you wear matter, the way you talk matters, like the obviousness of sort of being mentally disturbed matters. Mm-hmm. The color of your skin matters. Like, all these things matter, and it's a confluence of them. And how many of them how many of them are in any given situation is kind of what matters. I have a good friend of mine. His name's Julian. He's a black guy, but. Mm-hmm. I, having been out with him, there's never a problem. It's like he's never treated like a black guy because if he was on the phone right now, he'd sound like anybody. He has no accent. He's completely sort of Midland accent, and he's, you know, light skinned and wears, like, you know, pressed clothing and things like that. So he blends, he passes, or whatever the terminology is. And so I think that there's lots of different lenses, and these things affect the way that people are perceived, and it's sad, but I think that humans are probably going to use those lenses for a long time.
Okay, well, bottom line is, do you think that that there is a relationship, or well, not a relationship, but do you think that, you know, when people, because I've been hearing this all day today, is that, you know, well, black folks don't care when there's black on black crime, but they care about when the police, you know, shoot.
That's a ridiculous statement. I mean, the whole idea.
I think that's ridiculous. And here's my reason why. Is number one, you know, if now thugs are, you know, and when they kill other thugs, they're doing, I mean, they're acting within character. They're a thug, and this is what thugs do.
Mm-hmm.
And police, on the other hand, they're supposed to be doing the right thing. They're not supposed to be killing. And number and two, I'm not paying, you know, the thugs to do what they do. However, I am in my local municipality. I am paying the cops to do supposedly the right thing. And then thirdly, I mean, if there was a thug headquarters somewhere, you know, the thug house, or if there was a thug.
Yeah, it's called the White House.
Yeah, you're right. You know, but if there was in this area, you know, people would actually go out there and, you know, shut them down. But in the black community, there are always people complaining about black and white, black on black crime, and they are actively out there doing something about
Absolutely.
It. But that's never heard in the media. You're always, they always put, oh, you're just pissed off because of, you know, because a white cop shot a black kid. But you know what? Black cops shoot, you know, a black kid. So
absolutely true.
So I don't even see the relationship. But I guess my call was,
and those cops, those black cops, are toting water for the man, just like the white cops are. They're all working for the man. I mean, that now you've got black taskmasters. That's the difference between the, you know, the plantations of old and those of new. The larger, the newer plantations are large. They're, you know, larger than most people can see.
Protest isn't going to do any good against criminals. A protest against the government may very well do something. And there's nothing wrong with, hey, pretty please don't shoot me just because of my color. There's nothing wrong with saying that.
Yeah. So do you think, okay, and I know that, you know, obviously nobody can speak for any group of people, you know, and no group of people is monolithic in their thinking. But generally speaking, do you think that, is this the attitude, I don't know, within the white community, and again, it's so pathetic.
What? Hold on, A-Rod. We'll bring you back here. Firm that question up, and we'll come back to you in just a moment. Toll-free number, the white community. Again, I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means when people say the black community, because there's different communities. And they mix.
You feel separated today.
One of the way here, this is Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crash is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crash, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We are inviting you to bring up whatever's on your mind. A lot of people calling over the weekend, especially on Saturday night, about the situation in Ferguson. And I do have an update here. We've also got Erod on the line. We're going to bring him back in just a moment. Also want to let you know how to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there.
Yeah, Buzzbox Coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. You can get a free pound by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's a subscription. You can cancel it anytime, get your free pound, try it, and go if you want. That's fine. But if you stick with the subscription, realize you're helping Free Talk Live help people around the world, because for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we're able to give another microloan to help another family get their feet up underneath them and get onto the path of actual human freedom. You've got to make money to actually be free, and that's what we hope to do for folks. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. You drink coffee anyway, you might as well get it through coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ferguson, Missouri is the site of a lot of protests happening, and that's because of the shooting of a young man, Michael Brown. He was age 18, apparently, shot to death by a police officer, allegedly while running away with his hands in the air, shot in the back by an officer.
Well, the autopsy came
Wilson.
Out. He got shot six times, so it's not like he was just shot once. And
yeah.
Yes, it was. There weren't any powder burns on the body, so it's quite possible that he wasn't very close. That's what one of the conclusions that one can draw from that.
And the
first
claim
was
that he was
entered into the front of the body.
Oh, in the front of the body.
They do. The witness testified that he was shot in the back.
Okay.
But it may be that he turned, in real life, people don't fall the way they fall in video games.
Right. Yeah, it could very well be that he had turned. So, well, anyway, we don't know what exactly happened, but we'd love to hear from you. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. We continue here with Erod listening in Georgia. Now, Erod, you were trying to throw a question out there as we were going away to the last break, and didn't really have time to kind of form it fully. Go ahead now with your thoughts.
Yeah, okay. I was just generally trying to get a general gist of what, people, think about this whole situation. Other people. I've been, I haven't checked in with Rush Limbaugh to see what his marching orders are or anything like that. But I just wanted to know whether or not, I really hate to have to say stuff like this, because I know that not everybody thinks the same way. But I just wanted to know whether or not white people in general, and I know you cannot speak for people in general, but do you feel as though, is the attitude, I talk about the white community, black community, and I really hate those terms, I really do, but do you feel as though people are saying, hey, these people ought to just go home and just let the justice system take its course?
No, I hang out with activists, so I've certainly not heard anyone say anything like that.
Well, I've been saying something closer to that. I've been saying that people shouldn't be protesting. They should go home, and they should analyze the situation and figure out what makes the most sense. Marching in the street is not solving any problems.
But no,
it's getting attention, though.
Yeah, that's what people say.
Do you actually think that if no one did any, let's say, the burning of the Quick Trip, if that didn't happen, do you think this would have gotten the attention that it deserves?
Well, I can tell you I don't support setting anything on fire,
but
I can tell you that a letter-writing campaign to the city council is not going to change anything, and that will not get any attention. So I can understand why people feel the need to get in the streets. I mean, there's... Mm-hmm. I don't think violence is the solution. I don't think destruction of property is going to help anything. I think it muddies the issue. And
I agree. But do you think now they've issued this curfew, they want to institute almost martial law into the area, do you think these people should comply with that? Because
well,
I certainly do not. I mean,
no, I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I mean, it's 12
I
o'clock.
I do think
how
they should comply with
tell
it.
Tell me that I have to leave the street. Hell no, I'm not leaving.
I agree. I think if you're a free person, you shouldn't have to obey a curfew. And as long as you're willing to go to court, and you understand they're probably going to arrest you,
charged with resisting arrest and all that. I think that I don't blame anybody for going out and violating a curfew in that case. But, Derek J., why should people stay inside when they're ordered to?
Because this will blow over. This is a temporary military occupation.
Well, the curfew has been lifted at this point, according to various news sources. It's ABC with the report on what's happening in Ferguson right now. Let me just give you an update, Erod, while we've got you on the line. You're welcome to comment here. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has ordered the state's National Guard to be deployed into the city this morning after another violent night of clashes between protesters and police over the shooting death of Michael Brown, which happened on August 9th. So it's been over a week at this point. Protesters have demanded that Darren Wilson, the officer in question there, be held accountable for shooting Brown. So again, bringing in the National Guard, President Obama appeared wary, claiming that he urged the governor to ensure the troops were used in a, quote, limited way. I spoke to Jay Nixon about this and expressed interest that if it was used, it would be in a limited and appropriate way. He described the support role they'd be performing, and I'll be watching to see that it's helping, not hindering progress. So rest assured, America, Barack Obama is going to be watching this, and that'll make everything all better.
Like that's going to happen, But you know what, though, and I guess lastly in closing, you know, I do appreciate the comments that Rand Paul made concerning the whole issue.
I'm not familiar with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rand Paul spoke pretty harshly on the militarization of the police force and that tanks and all this kind of thing should not be involved. And, you know, and I really do appreciate that, particularly on this level, you know, being a member of Congress. I don't know. I guess I just wanted to get a feel of what, you know, other people thought.
You've gotten the feel of what three white guys think about this.
I have no color.
Yeah, and you know what? This is probably not the right radio show to call in because, you know, you guys are liberty-minded. I've been listening to you long enough to understand that, but I was just kind of hoping that, well, maybe, you know, there's other people in the street that you guys talk to and... You know,
and so I disagree with Derek J on this one. I think that it's fine that people are getting out in the streets. I think taking action is important, even though I agree with the critique that protests don't really ultimately do much of anything. I mean,
action, it's chasing your tail.
As far as changing policy, it may not do much of anything, but I think that you can meet people at a protest who you've never met before. I think that it can
then have a get-together at a church or a local venue. Don't march in the street. It looks desperate, and it's not a solution.
Interesting.
But
all right.
Well, attention to it.
Things bring attention to the issue that aren't useless.
Do you think that this would have gotten national attention if the streets weren't exploding?
We can all play the what-if game. We can use our imaginations to think of creative ways to draw attention to a situation that don't involve violence or
with
useless marches.
Erod, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Stay away from the violence. Obviously, I think violence is a bad idea. But I just, as jaded as I am towards marches and protests, and I'm pretty jaded towards them, I still have seen some value come from them over the years in that you're bringing people together who might not otherwise be interested in going to a potluck dinner. And bringing those people out to meet one another, I think, can help generate those ideas that you're talking about for whatever is next.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Nothing gives one person so much advantage over another as to remain always cool and unruffled under all circumstances." Not what I'm seeing at those marches.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on Ferguson or whatever on Free Talk Live.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here, toll free. The number, 855-450-FREE, and that number is brought to you by ProXPN, and there's all kinds of great ways that you can help support Free Talk Live. One of them is to shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can link into Amazon's, Amazon Canada, U.S., and more, all there at shop.freetalklive.com. There's certain things you can't get on Amazon, like modafinil. From modup.net, if you need focus on our feeling fatigue, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check out modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work, giving them the critical edge they need. They, at modup.net, provide only the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results. That's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It is your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Go to modup.net Order with Bitcoin, you'll save 33%. And whether you order with Bitcoin or not, use code FTL to get 10 free tablets with your order. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at modup.net. That's modup.net for modafinil. Modup.net, code FTL. You can take control here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. Richard is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Ian. I was curious. I know you turned your property into a nonprofit church, so you don't have to pay property taxes.
Actually, I gave the property to the church, but that's the idea. That is one of the reasons involved in what's happening here, because members of the church support the idea of supporting the community, just not on a monopoly coercive basis. So, for instance, we have chosen to pay for services that we value, like, you know, cleaning the roads or clearing the streets and maybe some fire and police services, but, for instance, not the government schools. So, you know, it's not that we're paying nothing. It's just that we're not paying all of what they're demanding.
How do you go about implementing a plan like that?
Well, you form a church. I mean, what do you mean? How do you go about that?
Church.shiresociety.com, and you will see that, you know, we've made it possible for people to become members of the Shire Society Church. Or
your church should probably have some sort of a mission statement. There should be, you know, some tenets, some, you know, beliefs, that kind of thing. So, I mean, I'm not sure if I really have, am I answering your question?
Well, I'm just curious because you had to do some kind of government paperwork to do it, correct?
You're talking about the nonprofit status. So you don't need government paperwork to form your own church. It's your right, your freedom of religion to be able to form your own church, Richard, just by nature of the fact that you have the freedom, supposedly, in the United States.
Churches came before the IRS.
To believe in whatever kind of God, you know, that you want to, and to have whatever belief system that you choose. So you don't have to ask any government permission to form a church, but if you do want to have some sort of thing that has nonprofit status, then you would have to likely form some kind of a nonprofit corporation with the state.
Because otherwise they would just throw liens on the property.
Well, you can't buy just by forming a church doesn't give you the ability to buy property in the state system, right? Because the church is an idea, just like the state is an idea, and the people who believe in the state, you know, they have certain rules that they want to follow, and so in order to have the church own property, the church also has to have some way to interact in the system, which is sort of one of the reasons for having things like a nonprofit, a corporation that is a nonprofit. Does that make any sense? What I'm saying there?
It does, and that's what I was looking for. Could you like maybe post something up with kind of just like a dummy's guide to doing it, or you know? Because
I can't. There's all kinds of guides and you know suggestions and ideas out there. Just look into you know starting a church or a free church. For instance, there's a whole free church movement, which is a group of churches who have realized that incorporating is probably not the best way to form their religious association, because asking for permission from the state in order to exist seems like a really unreligious, ungodly thing to do, in that it puts the state in between God and the church, so to speak. So, Richard, I think you should look for free churches and starting a free church, and you know, try to avoid the advice that suggests that you go out there and beg the government for permission, because there are churches that do that. In fact, most churches do that, which is one of the founding ideas behind the Shire Free Church, is that the people who are involved in the Shire Free Church are frustrated in a lot of cases with these sort of, for lack of a better term, state churches, churches that are organized at the pleasure of the state, that, you know, they didn't create the church from the get-go on its own. They created it with the blessings of the state. They begged for permission in order to have a church, and I think that's coming at it from the wrong perspective. And I thank you, Richard, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So the idea there being that, you know, you create the church, that's just something that you can do with people without having to ask anyone's permission. And I don't like the idea of asking the state for permission for anything. And, you know, putting the idea of the state, which is sort of like a false god to me, in between, you know, real God, if you will, which, of course, I don't think is separate from us because I'm a pantheist. But the Shire Free Church welcomes people of all religions. So you can be a Christian, a Muslim, you know, Quaker, etc., whatever your preferences are, so long as you don't look at the state as God, so long as you don't worship the state, as long as you know you're a peaceful person, you would be welcomed, I think, in the Shire Free Church.
Sounds right to me. A church is a form of organization. If whatever, you've got to file a few pieces of paper here and there with the government. I would prefer. I don't ask for permission, but at times we have filed pieces of paper with them.
Can a person be a member of the Shire Free Church without living in this area?
Absolutely.
Live far away?
Yeah, absolutely. In the same way that a person can be a Shire Society signer, they can sign the Declaration. Now, again, just because you've signed the Declaration doesn't mean you're a member of the church. Those are two separate things, but in order to be in the church, you do have to be a Shire Society Declaration signer.
Wow.
So you do have to have that level of dedication to the ideas of freedom and hopefully and peace to mm-hmm. take you into the Shire Free Church.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I've answered the question appropriately. Or
I don't think there is an easy guide to doing this because, frankly, the government's going to stand in your way every opportunity they get, unless your church says is the Christ-filled, holy, Jesus spirit church of whatever, then they're going anything that's sort of new and different, they're going to stand in the way of.
And that's what we're seeing happen with the Shire Free Church. The Shire Free Church has been denied the tax exemption on the church parsonage that we have here.
Because
in
we called ourselves activists at one point.
Well, because they know we are activists. And the tax assessment board here in
activists town, may not start a church.
Basically, that's what they said. I mean, she didn't use those terms exactly, but you're kind of paraphrasing what one of the tax assessors said when they denied the tax exemption. So you might ask, be asking yourself, well, okay, guys, if you don't like asking permission, why did you ask for the tax exemption? And the idea there was the perspective from the church, the way that the letter was written to the tax assessors board, was that we're doing this as a courtesy to them, to give them the opportunity to grant the exemption so as to not create further conflict, right? Because we know how the state people operate. If you don't do what they say, and that is pay property tax, they're going to steal that property from you, and then they're going to take it and they're going to sell it at an auction called a tax sale in order to get the money that they want for their property tax. And they're going to do that whether or not you call yourself a church. So the idea was, let's put the ball in motion in their system, which is the reason why we have a nonprofit corporation, so we can interact with these people. I don't want to, but you know the government, they demand that you interact with them. So that's why we have this nonprofit corporation, and so it filed for the tax exemption was denied.
And we often, and rather than application and things like that, we'll say we are filing this as a courtesy
to your system.
Like that.
Give them the opportunity to exit graciously from continuing to create conflict, which they haven't done. They're continuing to create conflict, and so next step is to go to court on this. The toll-free number is 855-453. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine
medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here. 855-450-FREE. One man has been arrested for having sexual relations with his incapacitated wife, and we will see what the details are about that, because there may be some disagreement in between the co-hosts on this issue. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, we've got Skype as well. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Let's jump right back into your calls and thoughts. We have Daniel in northern Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, you guys.
We got you. Are you there? Daniel? Uh-oh. Maybe he's in one of those northern Minnesota cell dead zones. We're going to try Daniel back here in just a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, Mark, we've been teasing it all night here. Let's jump into the story from Iowa. Is that right?
Yeah, raw story. A Republican state representative in Iowa was arrested last week on a third-degree sexual abuse charge for having sex with his wife after a court told him that she lacked the mental capacity to consent. This is according to the criminal complaint, on this date, May 5th, 14, 2014, this fella was told by officials at the Concord Care Center that his wife, Donna Rayhorns, no longer possessed the mental capacity to consent to sexual relations. A little more than a month later, her daughter, Susan Burns, was made her mother's temporary guardian after video surveillance captured Rayhorns, this is the fella, leaving his wife's room, discarding her underclothes in a nearby laundry hamper.
Hmm.
Donna Rayhorns' roommate corroborated the video evidence by saying that on the same day he discarded undergarments, he heard noises indicating to her that Rayhorns were having sex with his mentally incapacitated wife. Apparently, the woman in question here died just a few days ago, but this case is sort of in in play. So this isn't going to happen anymore, but it happened, right. So,
and is the allegation that it has happened on multiple instances?
Yes, the allegation is it's happened on multiple incidents, but he's only been charged for the one. So the executive director of the Iowa Coalition Against Sexual Assault said it was legal in Iowa for a man to have sex with his wife against her will, but that even with a special rape law in place, convictions are rare, especially with the victim incapable of testifying.
Hold on, just to clarify what you said, I want to make sure I heard it correctly, or you said it correctly. You said it's legal in Iowa to have sex with your wife against her will?
Executive director of the Iowa Coalition Against the Sexual Assault, Elizabeth Barnhill, told a press citizen that until 25 years ago, it was legal in Iowa for a man to have sex with his wife against her will.
Mm. Okay.
Now, I think that there's two, so I don't think that it's okay to have sex with anybody against their will.
Good.
That's where I'm coming down on this issue. However, this isn't sex against this woman's will.
She asked for it? Excuse me? How can you make that claim? She's incapacitated. She cannot speak.
So she has no will, so it's not against it, right?
Well, she's also not an inanimate object.
That's true.
Okay, so you're saying because she's essentially passed out or in a coma, she can't be reached in any meaningful communicative way, that therefore she has no will?
What does that mean? She has no will. That's correct. She has, to the best of our knowledge...
Did she have a will before she became incapacitated?
Absolutely. And when she did, she chose to marry this man, assuming, therefore, that she wanted to have sex with him.
Excuse me.
That's a big assumption,
though.
Yeah,
that's a huge jump.
Wasn't having sex with him at the time.
Yeah, okay. First of all, every story I've ever heard about marriage, almost everyone, is that sex goes down after people get married. So to suggest that when you marry somebody, you have some sort of open contract where you can just have sex with them anytime. Is that what you're getting at there,
Mark? Nope, I'm not suggesting that at all, because the person would have to consent or not consent. But I think you do cross this sort of small permeable barrier from that consent to sex is a no for people you're not married with. Like, you know, that the assumption that sex should be a no with people you're not married to the assumption is that sex should be a yes to people you are married with.
I agree with that.
So, therefore, if the person is not capable to say, no, I didn't give consent, then therefore one should assume that they did give consent because they gave consent on their wedding day.
Okay.
Now, this is only an assumption based on people who are incapable of voicing their consent.
This seems crazy to me to suggest
that.
Well,
it's crazy because it's unusual.
No. What I'm saying is crazy is what you're suggesting here is that when you marry someone, all of a sudden you've given just sort of carte blanche consent to sexual activity anytime except for when you say no. Right, so what you're saying is, as soon as you marry somebody, that you can then begin molesting that person in their sleep, and it's not molestation by your view because they have consented
to
your sexual activity.
Okay, so I don't know what molestation during their sleep is, but
unwanted sexual touching is generally considered molestation.
Well, how do you know it's unwanted when they're sleeping?
They married you; they're sleeping in the same bed with you. It's wanted from that standpoint. If you don't
always.
Want somebody
if
to touch
don't
you that
want
way,
it, they'll sleep on the couch.
Divorce them and get out of their bed.
Wow. All right. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It may be both of the person's beds, and they may not have come to an agreement on how to get out of
bed. I think to some extent, now let's consider that this is a raw story, which means that it's published by Democrats, and this fellow's a Republican. He's old, he's ugly, he's fat, and he's white. Okay? So to some extent, it's okay to hate on him.
To make it a hit piece on him.
And it's okay to hate on the dude. All right. Now, my question
is
this. Let me ask you this. So you're talking about a young, hot couple, right? So and they're heterosexual, young, hot, heterosexual couple here. The man is goes into a coma but has an erection. Is anybody going to give the woman, this beautiful woman, trouble for, you know, that one last dalliance with her, incapacitated husband? I think not. I think that beautiful women are going to get a pass on this one.
Okay, you may be right about that, but it's still
creepy.
Because
it's a lot hotter when she does it than when this guy does it.
It's not really that much hotter. It's still creepy as hell. I mean, to be having sex next to a corpse. I mean, we're talking about next to sex with corpses here.
It's the next to that. Let me ask you this.
What's wrong about that?
If I'm taking care of my incapacitated wife in my one-bedroom apartment where I have my bed, and then I invite in somebody else to have sex with me next to them, am I just sentenced to a life of sexlessness now? Which is creepier, me having sex with somebody else next to my incapacitated wife, or me having sex
with my incapacitated wife? Now you're being ridiculous.
I'm not. He's got to look for sex somewhere, right?
And if his get a hotel room. I mean, get a two-bedroom house. I mean, come on.
Now I have to spend $180,000
for sex. Yeah, you do have to spend money to have sex. You know that.
Well, what's he supposed to get, a prostitute now? You know, his wife's out of commission.
Would she want that?
Isn't that what the wife would want? I mean, is she saying, oh, yeah, go sleep around with a prostitute. Get a bunch of STDs and bring them back home, by the way.
Look, it's certainly possible that you've had a conversation with your wife and or husband, because it could work both ways, as you're pointing out. You could have had a conversation, and the person could have told you, yes, if I'm ever asleep, you can do whatever you want to me, and if I am...
but isn't that implicit in the marriage contract?
No,
is what my question
I don't
is.
Think it
yes.
is.
Yes, it
I
is.
Think in the marriage contract that once you are in the marriage contract, and this is a state marriage contract, mm-hmm. we're understanding
that. Is it
that,
in the contract?
There are, no, it is not.
Okay,
there are certain rules. Well, it is because it's the law, and so it's not because the state says, no, it's not. So what you're doing is you're supporting the state in this instance, getting involved in these people's marriage. Because this woman said, to have and to hold, for richer and poorer, for better or for worse, and sickness and health. That means that he can have and hold her in her sickness. Does it not, sir?
Have and hold her. Have as in have sexually is what you're saying.
It came out of a guy holding the Bible. Have as a biblical term means, yes, he had her.
Oh, man. I still think it's creepy, man.
I'm not disagreeing with creepy.
Creepy, but permissible.
All right. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm not saying I think the guy should have been arrested. I want to be clear with that.
Because you don't think anybody should be arrested for anything. Well, that's not a dodge, sir.
All right. Let's continue here. Your calls are welcome. Michael Dean is with us. He is on Skype. Michael Dean, go ahead. Do we have a Michael Dean on Skype? Michael Dean going once? You know what? We may be having some technical difficulties.
Is that what happened with the other caller?
With our audio equipment. No, it is not the same thing. Different things have happened to our calls, and we will continue with them when we get it all ironed out. Coming up here in moments, and tell us what you think at 855-450-FREE. Does having a marriage contract mean that it's open season to do anything you want sexually to your partner when they have no consciousness whatsoever? I'm sorry, there's something wrong with that. In my opinion, 855
to hold,
450 free. It's almost as creepy as sex with corpses. And there's news about that in the news as well. Coming up on Free Talk Live, hour number 3 on the way.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest
access banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.